This is KUNM. I'm Gwyneth Doland. Polls show New Mexicans think their government officials lack integrity. State lawmakers say that while there may be a few bad apples, the system works at finding and dealing with them. In fact, New Mexico has the biggest gap between our anti-corruption laws and the way they're actually enforced. It's possible that the public, which has become more and more skeptical of officials over the years, has an exaggerated view of how untrustworthy politicians are. Senate leaders say the recent prosecution of two disgraced politicians is proof our laws are being enforced. But how would we know? UNM political science professor Michael Rocca has been researching corruption in state government.
Having a few cases where political officials have been caught is certainly evidence that the system can work, but we don't know all of the cases in which it hasn't worked.
That's because, unlike most other states, New Mexico doesn't have one agency that handles allegations against elected officials or government employees. The state auditor has a hotline for complaints about fraud. The Secretary of State's office is supposed to handle problems with campaign finance. The state legislature has an ethics committee. And somewhere on the Attorney General's website is an email form that accepts criminal complaints about corruption. It's pretty confusing for the public. But Rocca says the bigger problem is politics.
The Attorney General's office, the Secretary of State, and the legislators who serve on these committees are all popularly elected individuals. It means that there's going to be pressure there to investigate or to not investigate, to indict or not indict.
The fault in our system is that we rely on government to police itself, Rocca says.
It's not just that there's no one watching. It's not the right people. You can't ask a legislative committee to govern its own institution.
Susan Bowe of the Foundation for Open Government believes we need to make a change.
Do we have enforcement mechanisms already in place? Maybe.
But there's another issue at play here, Bowe says, and it's usually considered a good thing. New Mexico state lawmakers tend to get along pretty well. Many have served together for decades. They consider each other friends. At hearings on the proposed Ethics Commission, Bowe noticed the way lawmakers from both parties found consensus on their dislike of the idea, working together to defeat it.
The questioning and the hostility knew no partisan grounds. It was both the D's and the R's, and it was that good old boy, good old girls club at work.
It's hard for most people to imagine prosecuting their friends and coworkers. That's why many people like the Judicial Standards Commission. It's made up of about a dozen people appointed by the state Supreme Court, the governor, and the state bar. It takes complaints, it investigates them, and clears the judges or determines punishment. And that commission ranks third in the nation for judicial accountability. Advocacy groups like Common Cause, the League of Women Voters, and the Association of Commerce and Industry say they want something like that. There are other individual professions that have their own ethical systems, too. Take teachers, for example.
New Mexico has the Code of Educator Ethics, it's called.
That's Charles Goodmacher. He works for a teachers union, and when a teacher violates that code, it can end their career. Here's the problem. In 2015, the head of the New Mexico office that can revoke a teacher's license was found to have faked his own credentials to get a job as a school superintendent.
If the people in charge of the Ethics Bureau violate the Code of Ethics, how do you resolve that?
So, Goodmacher says, who's watching the watchers? Political science professor Michael Rocca says an element of distance is essential.
Has to be somebody outside of the institution who can provide the adequate check on those inside.
In hearings last session, the legislature considered proposals to create an independent statewide ethics commission made up of people who are appointed, not elected. But lawmakers voiced concerns that it would be used by their enemies to lob political bombs, and the proposals failed. In a year when every single member is up for re-election, some lawmakers could not be persuaded to put themselves under more ethical scrutiny. For KUNM, I'm Gwyneth Doland.
The People, Power, and Democracy Project is a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico PBS, and New Mexico In Depth. It's funded by the Thornburg Foundation. Find out more online at KUNM.org.